TCR Diaries for November 11, 2017. Can I spray paint my couch? Well, I guess there's nothing that would actually stop me, but what are the pros and cons? The ebbs and flows. The ups and downs of such a Jackson Pollock maneuver. Granted, he used brushes and had more of a splatter drip-drop technique with the reds and the blues and the blacks. Also in his most delightful biographical movie, starring Ed Harris, Pollock did in fact urinate in someone's fireplace, which of course I would never do. But still, this isn't the kind of painting operation your average home goods shopper thinks about, let alone strongly considers. So back to the couch makeover. Before answering, note beforehand I'm not intending to cover the whole couch with spray paint, only accenting the three seat cushions. I was thinking more along the lines of background emphasis, similar to this I'm a mess t-shirt that I made. You may be wondering what kind of fabric the couch has. That is a very good question. It's a soft linen fabric, white in color. It's a little bit lighter than cream, but not a bright white either. It's lost its luster and is kind of drab. I'm not a big fan of drab. I like color. There's also stains here and there because kids, and I'd like to reverse that with some possibly pink artistic flair. Throughout my life adventures, I've never spray painted such a fabric, or a couch. Do you think this material is absorbent enough to hold the spray paint? Will the drying time be less than a day? See, I actually do want to use the couch again at some point, and I don't want it taking up space as a non-functional art piece. I really don't want to be wearing it. Also, how long might the cushions smell like paint? I'd rather them not be fuming up the place well into the new year. Thanksgiving is coming up and all, and I'd like any and all vapors to have vanished by then. Even though no one's coming to my house for Thanksgiving, my cats will be home, and I don't want them high as kitty kites, glossy eyes, silver mouths, that whole bit. I want to avoid them getting hooked on and huffing spray paint, stealing it from the neighbors, and or whatever the hoodlum alley cats are doing these days. I also don't want them dead. You may be wondering if I've inhaled too much paint exhaust as well. I can answer honestly that I have not. I simply live alone with my daughter, and that affords me the freedom to explore whatever whimsy comes to mind. I have, however, learned throughout my various adventures not to rush into things such as this without first seeking expert upholstery and medical advice beforehand. Thoughts?